yesterday, British voters chose to leave the European Union. And Robert, let's talk about some of the reactions to that result.
Well, Ari, one instant reaction came from David Cameron, the Prime Minister. Cameron had called this referendum to really settle the question within the Conservative Party of whether it should be pro-EU or anti-EU. He was very much in favor of remaining. He lost, and so he came out and made this statement using this nautical metaphor to announce that he's stepping down.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months, but I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
He says there'll be a new captain by about October. He also, by the way, Ari, said that he will not instantly invoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, which starts this two-year clock ticking. That's different from what he had said during the campaign.
Well, I saw a comment today that said it is a rare day when the Prime Minister of the UK stepping down is not the biggest headline.
Exactly.
So, what else is going on?
Well, one of them is in the Labour Party. You know, the Labour strongholds in the north of England voted heavily to leave the EU. The leadership of the Labour Party was strongly campaigning to remain. Labour has some problems. Interestingly, in Scotland, the vote was very heavily in favour of remaining. And the head of the Scottish National Party and the Scotland Chief Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, reminded people that 2 years ago, when the Scots voted against independence, they did so assuming that being in the UK meant being in the EU. So she said this today.
So there is no doubt that yesterday's result represents a significant and a material change of the circumstances in which Scotland voted against independence in 2014.
In other words, think about another referendum.
And elsewhere in the program, we're going to hear more about the future of the United Kingdom. But Robert, what have you heard from the voters who cast these decisive votes last night?
I've heard a lot of division. I'd say this is a moment of sharp contrasts in the UK, contrasts, as we've heard, between the English and the Scots, but also between Londoners and people in the rest of England, and between young voters and old voters, also between despondent supporters of the EU and, say, this crowd in the Four Candles brew pub in the town of Broadstairs in Kent on the English Channel.
But guys, they want to know what your reaction was to yesterday.
So it wasn't unanimous, but that was Martin Taylor Smith leading the crew at his favorite local pub. He was the Leave campaign activist I met earlier this week, and he told me that his reaction to the vote was simply euphoric.
We're going to be in the driving seat a lot more without people who haven't got the same interests as us telling us what we need to do. And that's the problem when you've got a committee of 28 trying to decide what you're going to do. And they range from countries as small as Cyprus and Malta. At the end of the day, their interests are different to ours.
Martin Taylor Smith fits the profile of a Brexit supporter. He's an older, conservative voter from a rural area. Hakeem Jamal Horton defies all profiling. He is a young, multiracial, soon-to-be university graduate who studied languages in Europe. And this week, after much indecision, he voted for Britain to leave Europe yesterday, and then he went home and watched the returns.
I was up quite late to around 3 a.m., and then I fell asleep, waking up to so many text messages from friends and BBC updates. It was really shocking, though, just to see not just the result, but the hostility from a lot of my own friends and family.
Hakeem told me that he's been stunned by the critical Facebook posts he's seen, and he read some of them to me.
Beyond infuriated, I cannot believe this country, who has time and time again made decisions that will be regretted for generations to come, seriously worried for what's to come. Those who voted leave, you are idiots. Enjoy your little old independent England that will be weaker than it's ever been before. I'm getting out of here as quick as I can before the pound to the dollar drops even more. There's one really interesting one I want to show you from a British Pakistani I know who's living in the States at the moment. Huge day for Britain. You Brexit supporters are no better than Trump supporters.
That one puzzles and angers Hakeem because he sees the Brexit as a leftist action, a protest by voters who feel abandoned by the elites and who wanted to fight back.
And that's what British people have done today. The working class has shown, not just the working class, but a lot of people have shown dissatisfaction with the establishment and the way things are going, and they've spoken out.
One common reading of last night's results is that British elites, clustered in prosperous pro-European London, are out of sync with the rest of the country. And by that reading, the place most out of sync would be the City of London, Britain's financial district, and at least for now, Europe's financial district. When I was there this morning, one well-tailored financial type in a hurry probably summed up the majority sentiment. He ran past me saying, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's too terrifying.
It's too terrifying. But Kevin Franklin talked about it. His field is assessing and analyzing global risk. His assessment of the UK is it's divided.
I looked at the results this morning going around the different boroughs of London, and all of the areas that I know and all the people that I speak to were like 60, 70% remain. But then you look outside of London and actually so many people are voting to leave, and it really just reflects actually our lack of understanding of what the rest of the country is thinking.
And Ian Watt, who works as a consultant to developing countries, was on his way to the shops that now occupy the old Royal Exchange building in the city. He's affected by another great division underscored in yesterday's referendum returns. He's a Scotsman.
There was a unanimous vote in favour of Remain in Scotland. Every single council voted Remain. So that is going to provoke another debate. And I don't think Scotland needs this, to be honest with you.
Mr. Watt says he's disappointed with the outcome of yesterday's vote. The UK's position in the European Union is problematic, he admits, but he says it's not unsolvable.
We could have dealt with this because I think Brussels is a problem and will remain a problem. Sadly, we're going to have to find our own way. And we'll do it. We're British, we'll do it.
But to do it, they'll have to overcome some of the divisions that were so plainly on display in yesterday's referendum.